Hi, I'm Jane Goodwin, the host of the LSEG Sustainable Growth Podcast. Join us for exciting conversations with leading experts on topics that intersect sustainability and finance. Follow to hear the latest episode, and in the meantime, here's some highlights. Helen Lees-Jones, BlackRock.
We've identified these mega forces, and in this new macro regime, and of course asset returns, we see these mega forces really shaping the future.
Jen Hui Tan, Fidelity International.
Just taking that rating, a single number or a score or a letter, and dropping that into investment process, at best it will be irrelevant, at worst you might actually do your portfolio harm because you're not really understanding what that information signal is giving you.
Musadora Jorgensen, Microsoft.
And then when we think about AI, I mean, there's already fantastic use cases around what that does from a sustainability perspective.
Rick Scobie, Traffic.
Corruption is inextricably linked with illegal wildlife trade.
Sue Lloyd, ISSB.
Some companies want to provide information to the market. They want to attract capital, so they may choose to report even if they're not told they have to.
Alvaro Lario, EFAD.
We are investing in people, in changing people's lives by giving them the opportunities, the access to finance, the access to land, the access to water, the access to the technology many times to really drive their own development.
Mary Ellen Iskandarian, Women's World Banking.
All of those financial services that you and I use and take for granted are needed by the world's lower income population.
John Willis, Planet Tracker.
The World Wildlife Fund have an index, the Living Planet Index, and they measure it. They've been measuring it since 1970, and it's down over 60%. Well, that's pretty alarming.